Hello, my name is Tom Cross, and I'm the Director of Security Research at LandCope. And in this HelpNet Security podcast, I will be talking about the responsible disclosure of information about the fact that vulnerabilities are being exploited in the wild. A lot of ink has been spilled about the topic of vulnerability disclosure and vulnerability disclosure ethics. But usually it's written from the perspective of an independent security researcher who has discovered a vulnerability and has to decide whether they should put that vulnerability out on the internet, on a mailing list, for example, or if they should contact the software vendor and wait for the software vendor to prepare a patch. And, you know, the issues can get complicated. Generally speaking, it's best to wait for the software vendor to release a patch so that when the information comes out, people can take action to protect themselves. But, you know, sometimes there are vendors that are recalcitrant and are not able to get a patch out or aren't getting a patch out quickly. And so there may be cases where it makes sense to publicly disclose the vulnerability instead. What we came to Virus Bulletin to talk about is the subject of exploitation disclosure, which is a little bit different. It has to do with the fact that a vulnerability is being exploited rather than the fact that the vulnerability exists. And it can be important to disclose information about the fact that a vulnerability is being exploited. It could help people prioritize the activity that they're engaged in to remediate the vulnerability, basically. The software vendor may have a lot of different bugs that they're trying to fix in their product, and they may be planning to fix that vulnerability, but if they know that attack activity is targeting it, then that should prompt them to go quickly and address the issue. The thing is that the information about exploitation can get disclosed at different times. It can get disclosed before the vulnerability is really publicly disclosed or in conjunction with that, or it could get disclosed after the vulnerability has already been publicly disclosed. We see a lot of situations today that are distinct from the circumstance I talked about before, where you had an independent security researcher discovering a vulnerability. Today we see these situations where people who are malware analysts or incident responders are finding out about vulnerabilities that the bad guys have discovered first, and the bad guys are using in attacks. And so as a malware analyst or an incident responder, I'm left with a more difficult ethical choice. I know that this vulnerability is new. I know it isn't patched yet. And I know that attacks are targeting it in the wild. And so I got to make a decision. Maybe I need to tell the public immediately without waiting for the vendor to put a patch out, because I know that attack activity is happening and I've got to provide people with a way to protect themselves. Or maybe I should still wait for the vendor to put a patch out, because without a patch, there isn't much that people can do. And so that's really the topic of the research that I've been working on with my colleague Holly Stewart. We've been looking at examples of cases that happened in the past where vulnerabilities were disclosed that were being exploited in the wild, and people talked publicly about the exploitation activity before or after the patch became available, and we looked at the consequences of what happened. And what we discovered is basically that attackers are out there waiting for vulnerabilities that they can put to use in attacks against systems. There are lots of vulnerabilities that get disclosed all the time, and some of them are more practical than others. Some of them are easy to use, easy to weaponize, as they say. Others are a little bit more esoteric. And so when a vulnerability gets disclosed and there's information that vulnerability was used in the wild to launch attacks, that's something that attackers are attracted to. They jump on that opportunity because they know that if they invest time in trying to reproduce that vulnerability and get exploit code into their attack tools, that will be a worthwhile investment of their time, that vulnerability is ultimately going to prove to be useful if somebody else has used it before. And so what happens in these situations where somebody finds out about a new vulnerability that's been exploited in a targeted attack, and they go out publicly and they say, hey, there's this vulnerability out there and attackers are targeting it, so you should try to protect yourself even though the patch isn't available yet. What happens is attackers take notice of that and they react by significantly increasing the amount of attack activity that happens. And so whenever you publicly disclose the fact that a vulnerability is being targeted, you have to think about two factors. You have to think about, so basically when you put information out there, you're helping the good guys and you're helping the bad guys. So you got to think, how much help am I giving the bad guys and how much help am I giving the good guys? The thing is that attack activity that is targeted today can remain targeted for long periods of time. It doesn't necessarily, all the attackers out there aren't working together. The vulnerability information doesn't necessarily get spread around very rapidly. So if you see a targeted attack and there's no patch available, it can make sense to wait for an update to become available before telling people that that attack activity is happening. Because if you tell them, you will definitely increase the amount of activity that's occurring, and ultimately you will be the consequence will be that a lot more people are affected. So you balance how much attack activity is happening with what you can tell the good guys to do. If there's a patch available, then great, everyone can help themselves. If there's not, if you've got a workaround, you got to think about how effective that workaround is. And so this is a complex balancing act that you have to consider between the attack activity and the risk of attack activity and the risk of increased attack activity and the remediations and mitigations that are available. And so in the paper that we wrote, we provide a chart and some data that try to help you work through these variables if you're considering disclosing a security vulnerability. It talks about how to consider the amount of attack activity that's happening as it moves from targeted to limited to broad, and how to consider the kind of remediation that you have, and how quickly the vendor is going to get an update out. And you could put all these factors together and hopefully make a good decision that will have the best results in the end. So when I presented this information, I guess one of the responses that I'm hearing from people is how do you know when you find a piece of malware or a new vulnerability, like how broad the attack activity is? And I think that there are a couple answers to that question. The first is that the first thing to do if you think you've found a new security vulnerability is get in touch with the software vendor that makes the affected software, because they're going to know for sure whether or not it's a new vulnerability. They're going to know, they're going to be able to communicate with you about how quickly they're getting a fix out, and they may know about other people who've reported the same thing. If you're the only person reporting it, then that's potentially an indicator that it was a targeted incident. But it may be the case that other people aren't able to detect it yet. So you've also have to consider your analysis of the incident. Does it look like a targeted attack? Who launched this attack and why did they launch it? What is their motivation? Are they looking to steal information from the specific target they infected? Or are they financially motivated? Are they distributing malware that they could potentially want to infect thousands of machines with? So that's another indicator of how broad the attack activity is going to be. And then ultimately, the third indicator is that potentially a software vendor or security company could get telemetry out in their environment that can detect the attack before a patch is available. And if you can do that, you can start to collect some information about how broad the attack activity is, and that can inform your decision about whether or not to go public. So it's really a complex topic. There's a lot of religious views about this issue, a lot of people with strong opinions, but we took a look at some of the real cases that have happened out there. We have a lot of data to support our assertions, and we spent some time thinking through the different variables, and so I think we came up with an interesting framework for thinking about this, and I definitely encourage folks to take a look at our paper or the presentation, and if you see something you think we missed, we'd love to hear about it.